All righty. And we are now really in fall season. It is starting to get a little cool. You can tell because it's still 86 degrees in Arkansas. But
Right.
hey, Michael with.
Hey, it's Tatiana.
Hey, we appreciate y'all coming on once again for the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. Always happy to have you all sitting down, listening with us on these grateful Watch for the Hook Wednesdays.
Or standing, or jogging, running, walking, driving, not touching your phone, not texting, but you hit play and then you pull out your dog leg.
Yeah, all those things. We just glad y'all tuned in to us, and we just want to make sure we're eternally grateful for that. Chris Parker, how you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm good. Just got a lot of things on my plate, on my mind, all of the above.
All righty. So while we're going to talk about what's on our mind, listen, people, we are going to give y'all breaking news.
Dun, dun, dun.
We will be shuttering the Watch for the Hook apparel line at the end of 2025.
Yes, we will.
Now, listen, don't sound down. Don't get upset.
No, it's for a good reason.
Yeah, listen. Well, they say all good things must come to an end.
No tears over here.
Yeah, it's been one hell of a ride. And Miss Parker has always talked about, the apparel side. Watch for Hook just itself was my baby.
Yes, it
My
was.
fourth baby. And I always say that I wouldn't have even started it if she had never told me to piss to get off the pot.
I did.
So, I can just sit here and say that, it's been a hell of a ride.
It has.
But the ride is not over. The amusement park is still open.
Yeah.
We're just getting on a different ride.
We are a more advanced ride, a
Yeah.
more evolved ride. Probably a ride with a few more thrills, you know?
Yeah. And we've been talking about this for shit, about two plus years now. We've been sticking our toes in the real estate game.
Yes, we have. That's
And
no secret. That's no story, no lie.
well, I think we kind of lied to y'all and said we put our toe in the real estate game.
Okay,
We have been full-fledged immersed.
like kind of at the hip.
Yeah. All the way in for like the last year and a half, 2 years.
Maybe my shoulders. Sometimes it's
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta see if you come up for air.
it's the nose above the water.
And it has just consumed a lot of our time,
It has.
our resources.
Alongside with, kids growing up, you gotta, one is a senior in high school and is being actively recruited and I just got off a plane,
Yeah, she just touched down
Yesterday.
today.
Literally just got off a plane. I think we've been in a different state almost, last 4 or 5 weekends in a row.
Yeah, and
Like I'm being forced to record now, okay?
well, she's not being forced. She just knows that,
It took
listen.
a little energy. I had to dig deep.
Yeah, what I promised to our audience is that we were going to do a weekly podcast. We are on episode 173. We've kept that promise. And listen, it's been 4 weeks.
Did we miss 1 week?
Remember, we batch recorded sometimes. So we've
Oh,
always had
because
an episode.
we had a stint a couple months back where one kid was hospitalized a few different times and the hospitalizations, okay, was more than 1 day. And it was usually a prolonged process leading up to the admission. Then there was the admission and then there's the process the after him, recovery. So okay.
Well, yeah. I
It's
mean,
been an interesting year.
even with technical difficulties, sometimes we recorded partial episode
Oh
and
yes.
then we had to start again. So sometimes we release two episodes in 1 week. But still, on average, we have released an episode every week for the last 173 weeks. We thank y'all for tuning in for
Absolutely.
all that time. And no, before y'all start
You
wondering,
know you were gonna say that. No.
the podcast is not leaving.
No, it's not.
We're gonna still talk business.
This is still business and entrepreneurial shit.
Yeah,
It's absolutely what it is.
we're just changing the ride we're getting on.
That's it. We're not leaving business. We're just going to leave that business to work on an even bigger business. And it's just been, you know, it's just been really time consuming. It's required a lot of energy, like you said, a lot of resources. And the resources isn't always dollars, you know? The resources could be, what's the resources?
I mean, your biggest resource is your time. That's the one you can't get back.
Yeah, it's definitely been.
I mean, it's taken a lot, a very lot of time, effort,
energy,
access to capital.
Yeah.
It has expanded our knowledge.
It has.
Or showed us the lack thereof we had.
And maybe individuals that we deal with.
Yes.
Like, it shows their shortcomings. But at the end of the day, put your big girl panties on and fucking learn from it.
Exactly. And so, like I say, we are so grateful to even just keep it a buck. We launched in a pandemic.
We did.
We launched the apparel line April of 2020.
Started, you know, everything was pre-pandemic as far as planning. Yes. But, yeah.
And it is now October of 2026.
Yes. 2025.
See, that's how the world works. It's October
2025. It is.
And, you know, we've put out almost 30 designs.
We have.
In various sizes, shapes, lengths,
color.
Yeah. All that. And, you know, a lot of people don't get there.
Right. And they don't even get a chance to stay there for the length of time we have. And us leaving is a choice, right? So a numbers person, that's what I am. You start to crack open books and you look at, you know, you look at trends based on the past. You look at, you let those trends kind of shape what you look at in the future. And then, you know, you look at the other opportunities and you look at the potential there, right?
Yes.
So you're comparing past trends, future, you know, happenings, future waves compared to potential. And when you're even looking at the potential as far as the real estate side, you have to include the energy, the effort, the time, right? So the apparel side took a lot of time. The real estate side is taking even more time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you can't do it virtual always, right?
No, you gotta be hands on.
You gotta be hands on. You gotta be sometimes on site.
On site.
On site, on ass.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of how it is. So you start to look at, you know, you when you're creating your model, right, you're throwing in all of these variables, right, to kind of predict what things could look like. And then you can convert those predictions over into dollars, right? So then you start to compare left dollar, right dollar. You do also look at, you know, what it takes to get to those points. But remember, that was thrown in your model.
Yes.
But that's that predictive piece that's thrown in your model. So you get to a point where you can see X and you can see Y. And you can't give the same amount of energy to X that you give to Y because it's only so many hours in a day, right?
Yes. There's only so much energy that you have.
So your constant in the two models may be time, energy, effort, time, energy, effort, you know, if you were to try to balance it. So you have to start to decide, you have to pick and choose. What are you going to focus on?
Yeah.
What do you want to focus on? The one thing the Lord ain't making no more of is land.
So ain't.
So you have to maximize on certain opportunities when you can.
Especially established land.
Right. So
that's
right.
The difference. Like, a lot of people think that, oh, I'm just going to go buy some land and clear it out and put some on there.
And then develop it.
Develop it. Like, that takes time and that takes millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
We were fortunate enough to inherit property that just needed some facelifts. They needed some TLC.
Right.
They needed some more access to capital.
Yeah.
But also needed eyes on the prize.
Right.
When you take your eyes and you shift them to watch something else, then what happens? Your eyes are not on the other thing.
Right.
The other thing is the apparel line.
Mm-hmm.
Even the other thing, you heard I said other thing,
right,
is this podcast.
You're right.
This podcast is still a part of the business model.
It is.
And a lot of people may not understand that. Business is still what? Business.
It is.
We're just changing the lane of the business.
Yeah. Like I said, we're not leaving business.
We're still business owners.
We're just going to veer away from that business to put the time, energy, and effort that we were putting over there. We need to redirect it. We need to refocus it.
I mean, it takes, a lot of people don't understand who even operate as a business. It costs you money.
It does.
And you have to find a way for your business to be what? Productive.
Mm-hmm.
If you are for a profit, which is a business that wants to make money, and you want to make a profit.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in business 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked the apparel line as best we could, suited for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
We couldn't just throw shit at a wall and see what sticks.
No, I don't have time for that.
No, we've analyzed. We've had people that have come in and say, oh, we'll do this and we'll manage this, or, you know, we'll give you all this type of insight. Have we had those things done correctly at most times? Maybe the story may be a little bit different.
Right.
But what we've learned is that people can say one thing.
Yeah.
And not do another.
Yeah, absolutely. That's people.
And that's just how it
ain't
works.
A lie ain't nothing to tell.
Yeah, that's how it works in business. And, you know, I consider us very fortunate to even be able to even been on this ride.
Right.
Because, like I say, being a business owner ain't for everybody.
Nope.
If it was for everybody, everybody would be fucking doing it.
Right.
And everybody ain't trying to get this. Everybody ain't trying to get skin in the game. They don't even want to get in the game. They just want to live.
Right.
They just want to be okay.
Right, right, right.
Like, this work me and Ms. Parker putting in, we won't see the fruits of this.
Mm-mm.
This is setting up for our kids.
Yes.
To have a better understanding, a better grasp on things. And then hopefully their kids will have a better grasp and a better access to things.
It's making sure they don't have to give. We getting it out the mud. No, fuck the mud. Walk on the concrete.
Yes.
Because listen, I wasn't trying to get it out the mud either. But I'm going to make sure you don't have to get it out the mud. We ain't getting nothing. You ain't getting shit out the mud. We're going to walk on that damn sidewalk.
Yeah, we making sure. And Ms. Parker has said something in the episode earlier. She had talked about squander. And she used that when it came to, like, business things. And we're making sure that we're not going to repeat the squandering of assets, generational assets. If they want to revive Watch for the Hook, whenever they feel like they have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, they can.
Or like I said, they're going their own lane. Listen, these girls got their own minds.
And that's fine.
Yeah. But Watch for the Hook was a time when I thought, man, you know, I just was talking shit when I first started. Like, I was just using the hashtag and I was just trying to get people's attention. Whoever would have thought it would turn into a business?
Right.
That damn show did not. In 2014, 2015, ain't no way.
Yeah.
I was just trying to be like, hey, man, y'all see? They doing some fuck shit over here. And boy, did I ever think the fuck shit would be the fuck shit we in now?
Yeah.
Boy. But that is the beauty of being able to find a way to start a business.
Right, 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 right.
And we want people to still do that. Find your passion. If you want to turn your passion into a business,
mm-hmm.
do that. I mean, we even came up with podcast money merch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's another part of the business. Like, that was created to give people the insight to help them not go through the pitfalls and potholes that we walked in
right.
or pushed into.
Yeah.
Some of them we didn't get on our own. Some of that shit just got thrown on us.
Yeah, I agree.
But that's part of being a business
owner. It is.
Don't think that these big conglomerates didn't go through bullshit too.
Right.
They were starting out.
Right.
Oh man, listen. People think that business is clean. Business is one of the dirtiest things you'll get into.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you find out who real and who ain't.
Yeah.
We've talked about it. This podcast was an offshoot of the apparel line.
It was.
Because the apparel line is where we sat back and said, all right, so how do we want to do it? You know, how do we come up with designs? We got with graphic designers. We did our research. We talked with people, did all kind of things.
Yeah. And I actually, you know, I really like that that creation phase.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. And then you get to the point where you're at the maintenance phase, right? Which should always be the easy piece, right? But when you're in a business, you have to maintain, but you still have to be able to evolve. And you have to be able to stay very much on top of things, very current, very trendy. We're just kind of at a place now where that time spent staying on top of those components, we need to devote that time to the other project.
Yeah. That's what we learned is the trends and the fads, they just switch overnight.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's a night.
I don't even know. I don't even know if you can like technically quantify like a trend. If you were to quantify
fashion trend.
A trend. I don't know if it would have to equate to dog hours, human hours. You know, I don't know if to technically consider something a trend, it has to hit 2-3 weeks, you know, a season, a month. I don't know. I do know that anytime any energy or effort spent or allocated towards those components are resources that we have to redirect to our other project, which honestly has been full circle moment.
Three circles. I think we've been in so many circles. I think we might be dizzy.
Yeah, I'm dizzy. I'm just like, you know, that has been more than one can maybe ingest and then digest, right? It's been a lot. So it's like we're at the cross in the road or the fork in the road where we have to really just decide, are we going to continue swerving left and then swerving right? Or is it time to make a full-fledged veer? Because now you're getting closer and closer to, I want to use my favorite word, completion, you know? Yes. There's a finish line in sight. So it's like,
that finish line is the spot line for the rest of it.
You took the words out of my mouth. That's one finish line. It is absolutely a finish line that you want to cross. That is a hooray moment, right? But once you cross that finish line, that's just the goddamn start of the other race.
Yes.
And that race is run by you and I. Me and you.
And maybe some other people.
Yes.
Because.
A few of them and they.
Yeah. Yeah.
However,
yeah.
The onus falls
on us.
On us.
Yeah.
So
bigger onus.
A very much bigger. So we have to figure out, you know, or we really just have to decide, okay, the resources are limited. Time, energy, and effort is limited. You got one that's being recruited, the other one that is doing her own thing.
She's sports.
Yeah. And then,
both of my academic sports.
Yeah.
They're busy. And they got socialized. One of them got a car. You like, shit, take your sister with you.
Can she go?
Can she go?
Give us some money. Give me, I got $10, right?
Yeah.
But then you, we still work.
Yes.
We have regular jobs.
I'm saying we're gonna all.
We still have regular jobs, and
they ain't going nowhere.
They're not going anywhere. Did you just hear me not say one and two in the house? Okay, like
yeah.
Somebody got to feed.
Tuition is not free.
Right.
Books ain't free. Trying to get as many scholarships as you can. But nobody basically goes to school for free.
Well,
some people.
Some people. Don't.
You know, she had that great opportunity, you know.
Some people don't.
But and I ain't going to be, I don't even know if they're giving away that much free money.
I don't know. I'm just thankful as ever that
you got
I was a recipient.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we've just come to that point where we feel safe enough and secure enough to say, we have to move all resources, meaning time, energy, culture, over to another project. And it just is what it is. So we're not leaving business. We're just veering away from that business for a bigger business.
Yeah. And to anybody that bought a piece of apparel, said good things about it, told somebody, posted a picture, from the bottom of our hearts, we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We'll still be operational until the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably even just throw a big sale out the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You know, giving big discounts. Because, I mean, this is the thing. We still have plenty of inventory. That's one thing about being in-house. The inventory is still with us.
Yeah.
You know.
We don't have to worry about anyone.
Yeah.
Mixing. Remaining items or anything like that. We still have it.
Yeah, whenever it's on the site, it's still available. And so, you know, we just want our supporters and customers to know we really appreciate y'all. Like I said, we're going to have a bunch of sales. It might just be one big sale all the way through to the thing runs out.
Yeah, we may do that. But we are looking to officially sunset that part of our business life December 31, right?
Yeah. You know, like I say, hey, it's been a ride, folks.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast ain't going nowhere.
It's not going anywhere because we still very much have business and entrepreneurship ideas, experiences. And we will continue to talk about those points as we go full throttle in our next business.
And we won't stop talking about stuff that deals with apparel. I don't want y'all to get it twisted. Mm-hmm. We'll still be, you know, trying to give people advice, you know, giving them some good pre-knowledge. Because let me tell you, shit that we learned, most of it wasn't free.
It was.
It cost us something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time, energy, money, effort, cost. But we want you all to still tune in under this podcast every Wednesday. Tell a friend, tell a family member, tell a soul that, hey, man. You know, them Parkers, man, they be over there giving it the real. And, you know, we appreciate y'all. You know, my wife asked me, she said, are you going to feel some type of way talking about it, you know, that we moving on?
Mm-mm.
I said, no. I said, because let me tell you.
It's a positive.
Yeah. I never thought it was going this far. In my infancy, like,
yeah.
I'm being honest, I never thought that in 2014, 2015, I will be talking about our business, Watch for the Hook.
Right.
I never saw that. I just saw me saying, hey, they was some fuck shit.
Yeah.
And I wanted my people to be aware of the fuck shit.
Yeah.
But then the fuck shit expanded and turned into the real shit.
Yeah.
And it turned into a business. And then it turned into a podcast. Then it turned into also us writing and making a whole course. Like, Podcast Money Merch is a whole course on how to start a business. Like, did I think in 2014, 2015, those things were possible?
Right.
I would have told you, shit, pass the hand. So y'all got me fucked up. I got no idea about this.
Yeah.
But I married the woman who could bring that out of me. Sometimes she be like, man, you still with the fuck shit.
Yes. will
But at
do
least it's good fuck shit.
it.
Sometimes she'll turn my fuck shit down because I'm
I
telling
try.
y'all,
I try.
I still be wanting to go nuclear on certain shit.
We had to tone a nuclear conversation earlier. I looked to him. I was like,
Yeah, I'm
no.
ready to press the
You
button.
press. No, we're
I'm ready to
not.
press the
And
buttons.
this is why we are not. Okay, then. Okay. I ain't think of it like this. See, that's what I'm here for.
Still the red press the button.
No.
That's why I ain't president. I'd have pressed the button a bunch of motherfuckers a long time ago. But the sad part is most of the motherfuckers been inland. Oh, they went over y'all head. Oh, yeah. I wasn't launching to nobody that wasn't part of this shit. I wouldn't hit the motherfuckers
And
right here.
on that note,
Miss Park.
him pressing the easy button.
Shit. The exit sass button. Miss Park, I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
Once again, I want our supporters to understand. Man, I'm over here like, I don't think y'all get it. I didn't think it would be this type of ride. I
Yeah.
really enjoyed this.
Or that you'd be getting off this ride because you're 1 foot on another ride and it's kind of hard to ride all these rides.
She keeps talking about 1 foot. She ain't really telling y'all the truth. We've been riding two rides, three
Yeah. I
rides.
don't even know
I
how.
don't know how you sit on three, four rides at once.
I'm tired, boss.
That's why she tired. We've been on like five rides at once.
I'm tired, boss. Yeah.
But that's the life of being in Minnesota,
It's okay. Yeah. We
you
keep
know,
going, but it's positive. Like, it's positive. It's like, hey, sometimes you have to pick and choose. And we picking and choosing.
But guess what? We thank y'all for picking us. Catch y'all next time.